Thanks, Chancellor. Thanks, Chancellor. I think you're a formal round for people to send in. We appreciate that you put your contact details on so we can keep in touch with you. We don't see it as a, shall we say, a press once more, a background briefing to share with you what we're doing. There'll be several other opportunities to deal here. We will have full opportunities and other press lunches around our campaign. So who's here this morning? Well, we have a number of apologies, you won't go into them all. But there, our partners are here. Those who have helped us develop this campaign, we'll come to them later on. There's also people from the Public Health Service, the House Executive, PSNI, PCSP, and others who we've talked to help us to get to this stage. The PSNI have a particular role to play in this. They have an enforcement role to do, and it's a key role, but they can't do it alone. And equally, it's not all about enforcement. We're trying to do prevention before we get to that stage. The media's here, yourselves, the press media, include Billy O'Fashmere, includes bloggers. Not, I don't know if bloggers describe themselves as the media or the press, or whatever, tweeters and all the rest, but I've been included in that. And probably you're the most important guest, because we're seeking to inform you in a way that you'll be able to share with others, that doesn't just have a go at us. We'll come to that later on. You're here because we want you to listen to what we're trying to do. I know with people in the media, you're usually looking for a soundbite to help you write your story. You know, they come out, the TV cameras come out and talk to you, and tell you say that one line, because the story's written, they'll talk to you for half an hour. You say, tell me what line you're looking for, I'll say it if they can. And the soundbite, if you're doing your story, you need that soundbite just to add to your spin. We have no issue with that. What we're trying to do is try and get a bit deeper than that. We don't want preferential treatment. I know we wouldn't give it even if we did want it. All we want is get a, shall we say, a fair crack of the whip. Liam Clark, who I regard as a friend and known for many, many years, before we got talking about the institution, he wrote the obituary of the Orange Order every year in the 12th of July. And I used to ring him and say, Liam, are you doing our obituary this year? And he said he would never change Liam's mind about that, but at least it was a well written obituary every year. And I know he's sadly missed by many people. But I hope over this campaign we'll try to avoid them all, we'll avoid the cheap shots or even the cheaper headline that may come up. See, we can live with irony. Indeed, I enjoy caustic humour. And yes, we can live with criticism. But what annoys us, and I'm accusing nobody in the room of this, is lazy journalism and uninformed comment. As I said earlier, put it colloquially, all we're looking for in this is a fair crack of whip. Today we seek to share with you what we, in partnership with others, are seeking to do to address overindulgence of alcohol during the 12th of July. Excessive drinking leads to antisocial behaviour and it creates problems for all our communities. We all have a responsibility to do something about it. Next slide. Time is everything, isn't it? Not a pity sight. I suspect neither of these bums are serial flashers, but their behaviour has been fueled by the consumption of alcohol. As we can see, overindulgence is not community specific. The 12th of July and St. Patrick's Day represented here. Nor is it confined to traditional orange and green events. Irresponsible drinking, overindulgence, or street drunkenness, call it what you like, is a societal problem. It affects many sports, concerts, and outdoor events. It affects villages, country towns as much as it does the big smoke. It's just not a city problem. But it is a problem that needs addressed. Not only does it create antisocial issues, but also health issues. And it requires attitudinal change and active intervention. We as an organisation recognise it creates issues for us. It adds to already tense situations. And before anybody goes to that cheap headline, I'm not saying drink causes the issues, but it doesn't help the situation. So we decided to take responsibility and address that which impacts on our offence. We can't address everybody else's offence, but we can address our own, specifically the 12th of July. We realise that it needs done professionally, systematically and sustained over many years. We also realise that we need to work with others, to learn from others and to share with others. It's not a competition that will change things, but collaboration. At Sandy Row, is built in Kimbilly's on the wall there in Sandy Row. On the mural it's quoted in Dutch, "Let passion fire the mind," Southern William was quoted as saying. It was adapted by a well-known cartoonist who's with us today, and let me say we're using his work because it's so good. And he had changed the phrase to "let drink fire the mind." And there we have King Billy sitting on a pile of empty bottles. It was and is indicative of the bad publicity we attract. Let me say, some of it deserved. Some was just clever social comment, but others, and I don't include this, is just spiteful, vile, hypocritical, and bigoted. See, it's easy to take a pop at us, although sometimes our members and supporters make it easy for people to accentuate our faults. An article appeared in the Belfast Telegraph on the 4th of July, I think it was 2012, maybe, by Michael Woolsey. It's, "Is it Orange Fest or Vodka and Orange Fest?" I thought it was a great headline. He gives us observations about a train journey with spectators traveling the Belfast parade, many of whom were drinking. It was his experience, and he told it as he saw it, which we have no problem with. But it's that experience that we need to change. In fairness to him, the strapline of the article stated, and it's not just the 12th, "No public event is complete unless it is accompanied by a sea of drink." We'll go for another cartoon round. We're not paying royalties for these, so do you realise that? And you can see that cartoon speaks for itself. Very hard-hitting, but that's the way many see the 12th of July. Alec Kane also did an article in 2014 about the 12th. Again, it was an observation piece. He finished with the words, "I enjoyed the day. Orangism is part of our collective culture. It isn't going away, you know. But the Orange Order could do and should do an awful lot more to make it more attractive, more friendly, and more in keeping with what is on the 12th of July, a public holiday for everyone." So Alec's challenge and Brian strengthening the mind, we decided to try and do something. The county met, many of here who were here today, we have a planning weekend every year. Some wouldn't think it, but we do plan things. And we had a planning weekend every year. And we commissioned Billy Winnie, who runs Orange Fest for us, the director of Orange Fest, to look at it and see what could be done. Because Billy Winnie has a track record in working hard with Belfast City Centre management. And we have very successfully turned around the city centre in Belfast working with them. Something that is virtually totally unreported. 6 or 7 years ago, Belfast in the afternoon was just an empty space. Nobody there, there was a shop for it and everything else. But working closely with Belfast Centre management, they've turned that around. There's now a street theatre, there's now a market outside the city hall, all of which we claim the money for and pay for. It doesn't affect us, it's in the afternoon, but it's to attract shoppers to stay in the city centre, to attract tourists and give them something to do. Indeed, city centre management are quoted as saying if anybody wants to organise a parade in the city, they should talk to Belfast County as to how it should be done and working with their partners. But sadly, that's not the story that's often reflected. But that's not why we're here today. We thought I'd just do it aside now, just to share with you. Billy and his committee decided we needed critical friends and experts in various fields that we're going to move forward with this campaign. We engaged the obligatory consultant to assist us draw a strategy, Cyril with CRM Associates. Cyril held focus groups with bands, with Orange Men, with spectators, both young and old. We consulted with the pubs of Ulster, the PSNI, Public Health, many other bodies to see what the problem was, to try and preserve. We all knew what the problem was, but to see was there any new angles on it, and more importantly, how could we address it? My favourite story from one of them consultations, we engaged a group of young girls one night and asked them all about the 12th and how they enjoyed it and all. And I asked one, you know, what would really annoy you if something happened to the 12th of July? I think it's from East Belfast, I think when I was hit by a stone from the church down, and this happened, that happened. She says, if somebody stood in my new shoes. So it's not all about us on the 12th of July either. We assembled a think tank who knew the target audience. We had an experienced Northern Ireland journalist. We had an award-winning digital marketing consultant. We had a successful blogger. We had a leader in brand development. We had a community development practitioner. And we had a friend of Uncle Andy's. We couldn't get Uncle Andy's, so we got rid of Luke. Dan recently had a success with more than a flag. I believe critically looks at through the arts at where unionism and loyalism is at this time, so it wasn't an asset to the team. We indulged in a drink-free day of blue sky thinking, out-of-the-box thinking, horizon scan, whatever the